Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City with a special edition of the Harlequin Author Podcast. And we're talking with author Victoria Dahl about her new book, Good Girls Don't. Victoria made her published debut in the sexy, dramatic world of historical romance and is now exploring the sizzling fun of contemporaries. Now, Good Girls Don't is the first book of a new trilogy. Tell me about the Donovan family and at the center of these three books.
All right, the Donovan family is a family of three siblings, two brothers and a younger sister. They run Donovan Brothers Brewery, which is a microbrewery in Boulder, Colorado. And they're just a very close-knit family. Their parents died when the two younger siblings were teenagers, so the older brother had to step in and take care of them. And they're very close, but also there's a lot of fighting and conflict that goes on, as is true of most siblings, I'm sure.
The book will be followed by Bad Boys Do and Real Men Will in October and November 2011. But in Good Girls Don't, the heroine is working very hard to keep her family together and the family business in the black. What makes her the glue of the family?
Tessa is sort of the peacekeeper. She wants to keep her brothers happy and close. And she's just really the fun, friendly one who tries to make everything happy She keeps her older brother, the responsible one, you know, thinking that everything is fine. And her younger brother, she covers up all the trouble that he gets into. So, yeah, she really is the glue that holds the family together.
Now, your heroines are known for having very strong women and having very interesting professions. What is her profession in this book?
She works in the family brewery, and she's sort of a jack of all trades. She takes care of the marketing and sometimes tends the bar.
And what brings Luke Asher into Tessa's life?
There is a break-in at the brewery, and Detective Asher is the one who shows up to do the investigation. And he went to college with one of the brothers and was sort of known as a wild guy. So needless to say, they're not crazy about him coming after their little sister.
Luke isn't what Tessa's protective brothers want for their baby sister at all, is he? So what stands in the way of this crazy hot attraction that these two people feel for each other other than the brothers?
Well, Tessa, part of her keeping her older protective brother happy is that she's always covered up her dating life and kept that on the down low. So part of what's keeping them apart is that she wants to go out with him, but she doesn't want her brothers to find out. She just wants it to be a fun secret fling, and of course Luke ends up wanting more than that.
What's coming up for the Donovan family in the next two books in the series?
Well, in Bad Boys Do, the bad boy of the family, Jamie, meets his match and decides that he's ready to settle down. But the heroine of that book isn't really interested in settling down with the bad boy. And in Real Men Will, Eric, the older brother, meets the sort of the woman of his dreams, but she has sort of a scandalous reputation in town, so that's their conflict.
Once again, the author is Victoria Dahl, and the book is called Good Girls Don't. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you so much.